This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
green bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two. The USA Prepared. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia, and she's telling us, you know, what's happening to her. And class, I want you to think about this. So, it can happen to anyone. You know, when you are at the mercy of the system, if you're at the mercy of a few vendors in town and you don't have transportation and you use the bus and you want to bring your groceries back on the bus, hey, heck, people have been doing that as long as buses have been around. It's not unusual.
It's not a big deal. Okay?
It's not. It's not a big deal, and it's not unusual. I've seen it.
And
I've seen it when I was growing up.
Everybody that brings their groceries home on the bus.
So, I mean, what is the bus for? What is the bus for?
For transport.
It's, yeah, and to transport whatever you need with you. I mean, it's not like a service that, you know, you could bring, your cattle with you. I mean, obviously that doesn't make sense, but I have no idea why people wouldn't be expected to go shopping and come back on the bus. Makes no sense. Sometimes you might even have a return that you bought and you want to return it to the store and you bring it with you going outbound on the bus and bring it to the store and come back with nothing. I mean, I don't see the problem. But I do see this as a sign of the disintegration of society. And here's another part. We talked about at the end of the last hour, I talked about McDonald's, the hamburger joint, Golden Arches, in Australia and the UK. If you want to use the bathroom, all you have to do is use the code at the back on the bottom of your receipt, and then you type in that code and it will unlock the bathroom door. Okay. Well, that's not the way it works for me. Before I go and eat, I go into the restaurant's bathroom. Now, why do I do that? I do it for a lot of reasons. One, I may want to wash my hands. I may want to use the facilities. I may want to wash up before I eat, because it makes more sense to me to wash before you eat rather than not wash before you eat. Okay? And I use the restroom as a general indication of the cleanliness, the sanitation, and how clean is the kitchen. Because if the bathroom is trashy, I think the kitchen's going to be trashy too. So I use that as an indicator of whether I would want to eat at a particular location. So first thing I do, into the bathroom. Well, if it's locked, that doesn't set well with me. So I leave. Now, I understand that maybe there are people who go to the restrooms and don't buy anything. Well, that's the cost of doing business. Maybe there are people who go into the restroom and absolutely trash them. You know, are disrespectful to everyone, meaning all the people who are going to come in after them. Some people, see if they can aim and hit the toilet with their eyes closed. Seems like there are plenty of people that seem to be doing that.
Oh, my gosh. I faced that circumstance today when I was in Bendigo. Mm-hmm. I was in a certain public toilet. And, you know, it was a unisex public toilet. And I do not like unisex public toilets. This particular unisex public toilet, I went in and I really needed to do some business in there, and I could not sit down on the seat because somebody had missed, and it was somebody who was male, and it wasn't necessarily urine that they had put all over the toilet seat. And I was just completely disgusted and walked out of that bathroom.
Yeah, so, and you know, it's not just
a real turnoff. And so I did go to the restaurant, and I did buy a coffee, and I did use the restroom in the restaurant, you know, which they allowed me to use while they were preparing my coffee because it wasn't McDonald's. But I think McDonald's in Bendigo, I think that they do allow you to use the restroom if you even buy a coffee, okay? But in Melbourne, I have personal experiences of a long time ago, many years ago, dining in a McDonald's restaurant in Melbourne and having to deal with there being a passed out junkie in the toilets, in the ladies' toilets, female passed out junkie. In the ladies' toilets, and I went out and I informed the manager that there was somebody who was having health problems in the toilet, and he says, oh, yeah, well, that happens all the time, and I think that he might have called an ambulance. But that's certainly a good reason to actually lock your toilets, especially if you're located in an area where there are a lot of drug users. That people will go into the toilets to use drugs and they'll pass out on the floor, and it's just not a good look for the restaurant to have passed out junkies on the bathroom floor.
I agree. So, and here's something else that I've seen as a result of not having restrooms that are accessible to the public. I was traveling down a city street, a small city on the East Coast, and Mrs. Finelli was with me. And we're traveling slowly because the speed limits are slow, and there was a traffic light, and we stopped at the light. And there was this guy who was obviously had to relieve himself. And it looked like he probably had a tough time finding a restroom. So he just stood at the door of a business on the main in the city and just urinated on the front door. He's just standing there, you know, with his arm up over his head, kind of supporting himself, and he's just urinating on the front door. And it wasn't like it was a quick thing. I mean, it was a, you know, traffic light of a couple minutes, and he's just going and going and going and going again. That's a problem.
I'm cringing.
That is a problem. What I'm saying is, there's got to be a balance between locking the restrooms and then having people urinating on the front door. And frankly, if the restroom is messy, I'm not going there. I'm just not going in there. I mean, to buy anything from that. So I use the restroom as a gauge of whether I want to, and it's a kind of an acid test. It's either go or no go. There's never any maybe. And I use the employees as another acid test. Go, no go. And what I mean by that is I was in Sam's Club about a week ago, picking up a couple items in Springfield, Missouri, and they have an eating area where you can get a hot dog, you can get a slice of pizza, you can get a whole pizza, you can get a yogurt. And so I went up to the counter and I said, yogurt. I think I'd like to get one of those yogurts. Actually, I'd like to get one for me and my wife. And would that be okay? And the guy starts scratching his face. You know, he's rubbing his nose. He's scratching his lips. And I said,
oh,
tell you what. Never
I'll
mind.
Just give that one a miss.
And I left. He said, you don't want it? I said, no, I don't want it. He's trying to figure out, okay, so this guy walks up, wants a couple yogurts, and then all of a sudden, bam, he changes his mind. What was wrong with that guy, meaning me? He's probably thinking that I'm indecisive. But he's probably so self-absorbed that he had no idea, as a millennial, had no idea that the problem was I was concerned. And he was one of these light loafered guys. I don't know if you're allowed to use the word queer, but that came to mind.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm thinking, you know, there's a huge risk here of me catching something from this guy, whether it be a cold or something, or worse.
Yeah. I was going to
and
say
I wasn't interested.
Worse.
Yeah. That's why I like you so much. We're on the same page.
yeah.
And I just said no. And then I was walking out the door and at Sam's Club.
You can catch from saliva.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was walking out the door and they have these the opposite of greeters. Now, at Walmart, they used to have greeters that would be these senior citizens that would, you know, hand you a cart. The idea was that really what they're telling their employees is there's that guy, he knows where we are, who we are, and we are employees, and he really wants to make sure that, that people don't leave without paying for things, meaning the employees giving things to their friends through the register, meaning not ringing up all the items that a person was passing through that conveyor belt. All right, so that would be a greeter. Well, they have these exit people at Sam's Club, and they want to check your receipts. So they look at, okay, there are 17 items in your cart, and they look to make sure that 17 items were rung up, and that probably there is a one-to-one correlation with the items that were rung up with the items in your cart. And they look at it, they scan it, they draw a colored line, either red or blue or, you know, purple or something, through your receipt, and out you go. So I stopped it with this guy, and I said, you know, I was going to buy a couple of yogurts, but I decided not to. Because the guy was rubbing his face and his nose and his lips, and it just kind of grossed me out, and I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to buy it. He said, that guy over there? I said, yeah, that's the guy. He said, that guy right there. I said, yeah, that's the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So evidently, someone was going to talk. He was probably going to talk to the general manager of the store and say, hey, we had a complaint.
Have the ad started?
Well,
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I was talking with our engineer during the break, we're talking about the millennials, and, you know, I'm kind of hard on the millennials, but I think that a huge, huge problem that the millennials have is the fault of my generation. I think that as parents, and when I say we, I'm not including me really, but I'm saying we as my generation, you know, the baby boomers, we had it the easiest of all the preceding generations. You know, we didn't live through wars. We didn't live through our cities being bombed by our enemies. We didn't live through the Great Depression, the first Great Depression. We had it pretty easy. And our parents wanted us to have it better than they had it. And of course, I think that we wanted our children to have it better. So many of my generation just said, you know, here's some money. Go be happy. Here's some money. Go be happy. Go have fun. And many of my generation seem to forget to teach our children about personal responsibility. We seem to forget to teach our children that, you know, you need to earn it in order to get it. You need to save rather than squander. And as a result, we dumb them down. We said, you know, We think that education should feel good. And it's okay to be different. It's okay if boys like boys, you know, and girls like girls. And that's all okay. It's just a different lifestyle. Everything's okay. And we want you to be happy. And I think that that's what our generation has done to the detriment of the millennial generation. And we're guilty. We're guilty of doing that. We're guilty of allowing stupid people to run our schools. We should have yanked them out, thrown them out. Instead, we allow multicultural studies instead of the hard sciences. You know, what feels good? You know, sociology, and we'll have Black History Month. Okay, why not just...
What about White History Month?
Well, I haven't seen that yet.
I don't think you will. Well, that's racist.
Yeah.
Black History Month is not, apparently.
I think kidnapping people and selling them as slaves is absolutely beyond the pale. It's horrible.
Good. Then let's shut down Child Protective Services.
Correct.
And the, child sex trafficking that inevitably follows in the wake of CPS involvement. Let's shut that down.
And let's shut down arresting people for drug use that would be considered something that George Washington might have done. Smoking hemp. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not a drug user. I don't want to be a drug user, but I don't want to pay for people to be imprisoned, removed from being of value to the planet by putting them in prison for using drugs like marijuana.
And then forcing them to work for $1 a day, sewing ladies' underwear for Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, or making carpet for Shaw Industries. Yes, private prisons. Yep, and
that's,
you know
what happens? That's slavery.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
Kidnapping somebody and enslaving them, putting them in a forced labor camp and enslaving them. Mm-hmm. And yes, now, technically you don't have to work in the prison, but otherwise you're going to just about literally die of boredom. And then you are not going to have any money to spend on anything extra, you know, that the people in the prison might decide from their company store to sell you.
Yep, we'll be right back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is back in Washington after his historic summit in Singapore with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. And shortly after Air Force One touched down at about 6 a.m. Eastern Time, the president tweeted, quote, "Just landed, a long trip, but everyone can now feel much safer than the day I took office." The president adding in the tweet, "There is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea." Some disagree with that estimation.
This is the weakest that has been included in any recent document that has emerged from North Korea and the United States.
Senate Democrat Chris Murphy of Connecticut saying on MSNBC the agreement the two leaders signed on nuclear disarmament broke no new ground. The FIFA Congress has just voted that the U.S., Canada, and Mexico will share in the hosting of the 2026 World Cup. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Keep it.
God, you're. Take my. When you go to the season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth, what else did you want to share with us today?
Okay. You know, it really is amazing how these people think that they've got everything tied up, okay? they think that by them giving you a bad time, that they are making their own position more secure. When in reality, they're forgetting about this little thing called karma, okay? Now, karma doesn't operate through any human agency, okay? It comes from, well, the ancients said it came from the heavens or it came from God, okay, or it came from the gods, depending on what part of the world you lived in. So it's not something that is orchestrated by any particular human soul. But I think that Jesus Christ said it best of all. He said, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. That which a man soweth, he shall also reap. Okay? And, you know, like I said, I didn't have to give that bus driver, you know, just $20 out of my pocket because he accused me of stealing a bus fare, which was not true. Okay? I wanted to make a point to him. And I don't want anyone to pat me on the back for saying that now, but I did that. Okay? But what I want to say is this. If you think that you can give somebody else a bad time and not suffer the consequences of it forever, then you have got another thing coming. Because this world is falling apart pretty darn quickly, and your own behavior just serves as more evidence of that. Okay? When you can't go out for somebody, you know, giving you a bad time over a crooked toenail, okay, and meanwhile, you know, something that really, really should get looked at in your community is just shoved under the carpet. You know, it's you can't have a society like that. It's going to collapse. It's going to explode or it's going to implode. And if you think that that sort of society can keep going, just go and look in one of these sorts of little country towns and see how many empty houses there are. Boarded up houses there are, burnt down houses there are, okay? And you will see that that is a boarded up shop fronts, you know? Shop fronts with broken picture windows. This is a sign of collapse. What are you going to do when it becomes uneconomical for V-Line to run their buses because the local teenagers are going on the bus with razor blades? Not my children. My children wouldn't do that. But other children in our community certainly would. My children have been properly brought up. You know, they don't do that sort of thing. They have respect for private property. You know, but what are you going to do, you know, when every 3 weeks you have to rip all the seats out of the bus and replace all the seats? How secure do you think your job is going to be, Mr. Bus Driver, you know, when the teenagers in our community are burning houses down for fun now, okay? I've had friends who have lost their houses because local teenagers have burnt their houses down. I've got one friend who doesn't have a back door anymore because a local teenager who lived reasonably close to her came at 3 a.m. in the morning and busted her back door down and told her that he was going to kill her. What do you do when a society gets like that? It's because people forget God. They forget the ancient ways of sowing and reaping, okay? Nobody has any value to anything anymore. So you get to the stage where teenagers for fun decide that they're going to get a rock and, you know, inscribe their signature on the window of the bus during a 40-kilometre bus journey. You know, I wouldn't do that. You know, my children wouldn't do that. That's just stupid, you know. But there's a lot of children and young people in our community who would absolutely do that, you know. Oh, you've got security cameras on the bus. Oh, that's good. You can recognise the teenagers. What are you going to do? Are you going to go and arrest them? Okay. Well, you go and arrest them, and then, you know, 48 hours later, they're back out on the streets. And what are their family members going to do to the bus depot? I don't know. But this is not anything that I would do. But there's people in our community who absolutely would do that. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense, Vincent? I don't, you know, just they're not thinking.
All right,
they're
let me give you an example.
They're absolutely not thinking. Does this make sense? This is just
how
society in general is going. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
does
I
that
do.
Make
let
sense
me give
to
an,
you?
Yes, it does. And let me give you an example of what's happening right here in the United States. The latest information I have as of January of this year is that the median house price in the United States is $188,900. We'll call it $189,000. Okay, we'll round it up by $100. So the median price in the United States is $189,000. Okay. In Detroit, Michigan, which used to be the automobile capital of the world, it used to have a population of 1.8 million residents in the 1950s. Now it's 673,000 people.
Wow.
The median home price is not 189,000, it's 43,000. The poverty rate is 35.7%. The percent of people in Detroit, Michigan, with at least a bachelor's degree is roughly 15%. All right. That's the worst place in the United States to live. The second worst place is Flint, Michigan.
Oh, no. Median, we all know about Flint. There's lead in the water.
Right. Median home price, $28,000. I'm just rounding, okay? Poverty rate, 44%. 44% meet the requirements to be in the poverty rate. Percent with a bachelor's degree, at least a bachelor's degree, 10%. The third worst place in the United States to live is near our neck of the woods, St. Louis, Missouri. The median home price is a lot higher. It's $126,000. Poverty rate, 23%. Then the fourth worst place is Memphis, Tennessee. Median home value is $97,000. Poverty rate, 27%. And percent with a bachelor's degree or higher is 26%. So there is a correlation with education and home values and poverty. Cleveland is the fifth, Cleveland, Ohio, is the fifth worst place, according to what I've read in the United States. The median home value is $67,000, poverty rate 35%, and 16% have at least a bachelor's degree. Wilmington, Delaware, median home, $146,000, poverty rate 28%, and 26% have at least a bachelor's degree. Now, Wilmington, Delaware is an anomaly. It is home to most of the major credit card issuers in the country. I'm talking about like J.P. Morgan, Citi, First Chicago, companies like that. And yet, even with that, even with the credit card banking center of the United States being in Wilmington, Delaware, the poverty rate is 28%. And Albany, Georgia, Median home, 89,000. Poverty rate, 33%. And percent with a bachelor's degree is 20.1%. Now, also in our neck of the woods, on the other side of us, St. Louis is to the east. Springfield, Missouri is to the west. Springfield, Missouri is the eighth worst place in the country to live. Median home, 116,000. Poverty rate, 25%. And percent with at least a bachelor's degree is 26%. So those are just a few of the statistics of the United States and where it's not a great place to live. Crime is out of control in all of those locations.
And that's just not even the Appalachian Mountains.
That's where there's extreme poverty in the Appalachians.
Poverty, 100, just in most areas, something like 90% poverty. Something like, you know, maybe 1% bachelor's degree.
Right.
You know.
I've spent time in the Appalachians. Some people will call it the Appalachians, but the natives will call it the Appalachians.
Yeah.
And I had a property in the mountains, and it was 26 acres on top of a mountain cabin. The annual property taxes were $32.
$32
a year.
A year. Yeah,
that's how poor
that property was beautiful, but wasn't worth much.
It was absolutely magnificent, except it wasn't worth money. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, I changed my name on Facebook, and it's part of my plan to remove myself from Facebook. So, my last name is Finelli, F-I-N-E-L-L-I, and I use my real name. You know, many, many broadcasters don't use their real names. They hide. Well, I use my real name. So, it's Vincent Finelli, but I changed it on Facebook. I changed it to Survivalist. So, it shows up as Vincent Survivalist. And the reason I did that is my long-term plan to throw overboard Facebook is, number one, to change my name. And then I'm going to follow that by changing my email address to an email address that I'm just going to use for the purpose of telling Facebook that's my email address, a new one. And then I'm going to delete myself from Facebook. So when they try to find me, they'll find that my name isn't correct and my email address has been shut down. So that's the plan. And you may want to consider doing the same thing with Facebook. So if you're looking for me, you won't find me under Finelli. You'll find me under Survivalist, Vincent Survivalist, as if Survivalist is my last name. Then I'm going to change my first name to a common first name. And then I'm going to change my last name again to a really common last name, like Smith, Jones, you know, Brown, White, something like that. We were talking about the average price of a home in the United States at roughly $189,000. And we're talking about places that, cities that are are considered some of the worst places to live in the United States. Well, the capital of West Virginia is Charleston, C-H-A-R-L-E-S-T-O-N, Charleston, West Virginia. And Charleston, West Virginia is the 22nd worst place to live in the United States. The population is about 50,000. Median home price is $150,000. Poverty rate is 20%. And percent with at least a bachelor's degree is 39%. So it seems like people are educated there, and it's the capital city, and you would kind of expect that because government prides itself on hiring people with letters after their names. Well, the city of Charleston has high crime rates, both violent and property crimes, more than three times the national average. The city air quality is so poor that about 18% of the days per year are considered as hazardous.
Wow, that's amazing.
That?
That's almost one in five days.
Right. Almost one in 5 days are considered
almost
hazardous
day,
to breathe.
Actually, it would be more than a day a week.
Yeah.
It would be more than one day a week. Yeah, 18% doesn't sound like much until you point out that it's almost a fifth of the days. That means it's at least one day a week, and many weeks probably 2 days a week. Now, talking about crime rates, can I say what's happening in Australia with our blue team?
Please do.
It's been all over the press. Okay, here in Australia, including in the toilet paper of record, The Age, which actually told the truth for once, in Melbourne. Okay, that's one of them. Melbourne has two major dailies, The Age and The Herald Sun. Okay, and The Age reported probably about 3 weeks ago that one in five breathalyzer readings was found to be counterfeit, where the policeman had blown into the bag. How's that? One in five.
No, and you,
that's
and you,
200 and around about 258,000. That means that one in five police officers on the beat, on average, has a breath reading of over 0.05. That's legally intoxicated.
And they're blowing into
at
the bag.
One in five cops on the beat.
And they're blowing into the bag as if it's you.
Yeah.
And here's your result. Your result shows you were intoxicated.
They have to be drunk to do that.
And that's in the media. Gwen, thank you so much.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.